Well, my understanding is that, you know, yesterday morning, as you know, yesterday afternoon, it was a, you know, a beautiful day, maybe the first day that sort of there's been a bit of good weather and, you know, the normal thing, children out playing and enjoying the night, the nice atmosphere. And suddenly, Ronan seemed to run out or something. But anyway, the sad outcome's what we're dealing with at the minute, you know. And it's, I suppose, it's every parent's worst nightmare, every parent's dread. And you know, what can we say really? What, there's no words I think can begin to maybe appreciate how the parents feel, or even to try and lessen the pain that they're suffering.
And you've been to see the family,
yeah,
Father.
I called to see them last night, and you know, I suppose, like any of us, if we could imagine ourselves in their situation, and I wouldn't want anybody to have to do that, but if we could, it's almost like they feel it maybe in a sense that they're looking at something from outside, because, you know, the enormity of it's so great that how do you begin to come to terms with it? Unfortunately, that's something they'll have to do for the rest of their lives. But, you know, by all accounts, Ronan was just a lovely wee fella, full of life, full of, you know, devilment and all the things that a two-year-old would be. And they're not long back from a family holiday, and I suppose they're trying to hold on to those good memories of what they had together. And but I don't think they've begun to. I know the community is very, very, very shocked, very saddened, and as I went over last night, it was just complete silence on the Lonemoor Road, and that's not the Lonemoor Road, as you know.
Mm-hmm. And a very close-knit community there as well, Father Graham, and that support from other families will be everything to this family now in the days and the weeks ahead.
Well, you know, as I said to his mummy yesterday evening, you know, the good that, even to this point, the good that Ronan has done in his short life, and I mean, knowing the community and knowing Derry, that'll be very evidenced, and you know, the outpour of support that is there and will be there and will be ongoing. And you know, that's the positive side to a very sad and negative situation.
And it sounds like it's something that affected you deeply yourself, Father.
Well, you know, as a priest, you don't have your own children, but you have your nephews and nieces, and you're dealing with families of children, and to go into a situation, there's little you can say other than, like everybody else, to be there and support families. You know, you have to try and be some help and some assistance, but I don't think there's, you know, there's no great good in coming out with, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but pious platitudes. You know, you just have to be practically as supportive as you can, and you know, I think any of us can imagine ourselves in that situation, and we just feel, you know, just feel sad, and to an extent maybe inadequate as well.